You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national. We cover down on all the issues, and like that dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hour number three here on the day that we like to refer to as Friday Eve. Friday Eve. One more hour of the show. Boomer's got yes. They heard that.
They heard that.
Yes. A little plaintive. Yes, we got it. I love that segment a while ago too. Boom, having McQueen in here, that was as good.
She always has great thoughts.
Well, she's y'all well are both y'all are both pretty solid, just so you know. Conservative and just plain right.
That's right.
Have I told you my drone story? My from Afghanistan.
No.
Okay, so I still got it. I saved the message traffic that came through on this. So I was there, you know, back at the beginning of the war, and I was on a special operations team. So we're out in the middle of nowhere, growing beards and riding horses and all this kind of stuff. And when we were in any kind of vehicle, it was a civilian style vehicle. So I had an old beat up Russian UAZ Jeep style vehicle. Mm-hmm. We had a Toyota 4Runner. The SF, the Special Forces guys, had a couple of Toyota trucks. Anyway, so we're traveling overland. And the SF guys had put together whatever mission we were doing. We were traveling. And they did not use predetermined checkpoints. You know, when you're traveling, you call in where you are, checkpoint tango, you know,
right,
checkpoint
yeah.
whatever. Mm-hmm. So that you can, without saying it in the clear over the air, you're basically acknowledging to the rear, and they know where the last place you were. And so you're checkpoint this, checkpoint that. Anyway, they didn't use predetermined checkpoints. So we were deemed, I've got the message traffic that says my convoy was sighted by a CIA Predator drone as a potential rogue convoy for target acquisition. Basically, they were thinking about taking us out. Yeah.
What?
So, if I'm not mistaken, Predators travel with Hellfire missiles. So, ooh. Pretty sure that would have not gone well.
No.
So, I kept the message traffic. I have been the target of a Predator drone, and luckily, whoever was piloting did not get the go sign for pulling the trigger.
Just saying.
I've still got that in a box somewhere. I came home with that and things like my Ted Nugent autograph and all kinds of stuff, you know. So anyway, just one of those weird little souvenirs you save. Here's that day that I almost got blown up by a Predator drone. So let's talk about the drone situation. So just so you know, the video's out. If you haven't seen it, I would encourage you to either go online, look at it, or watch any of the news sources, Fox, CNN, whatever. They're all playing it. It's really striking what happened. You're seeing things from the perspective of the drone. And keep in mind, this was a Reaper drone. I thought Reapers were also armed, but they're saying this one was not. It was there for purely surveillance. Nonetheless, the video from the perspective of the Reaper drone, which is a $53 million system, this Reaper drone, this is not one of those little handheld, throw it in the air, it's got a little camera on it, it's like a flying GoPro camera or something, but it's not. It's a $53 million technologically advanced device. Well, the videos are pretty striking, showing the Su-27 Russian fighters flying directly at it and then banking up slightly and just dumping fuel. And you can see through the camera of the fuel dump coming out of the jet as it flies over. Well, they kept doing this. They kept dropping down in front of it, trying to impede its traffic, its flow. I mean, its air flight. And at some point, one of these Russian knucklehead pilots actually clipped the prop, because these are prop-driven drones, clipped the prop, causing it to go down in the Black Sea. They're saying that particular area has got a depth of like 4,000 to 5,000 feet. I mean, this is deep. Yeah, this wow. is deep. 4,000 to 5,000 just occurred to me. That's like
really deep.
Yeah. What's the number of feet in a mile? Is it 5,200?
Yeah.
Is that right? 5,200 feet in a mile.
5,280.
This could be up to a mile deep.
Wow.
Wow. Not going to be recovering that anytime soon. So anyway, the bottom line is this. Russians apparently have been very provocative in recent months. Now, first of all, I got to say, I kind of get it. We're over there supplying all the weapon systems that are eating their lunch. All right, so when we're sending HIMARS, you know, missiles and javelins and TOWs, and you know, supplying them with armored vehicles and you know whatever else. And my understanding is, and it's open source, and I think General Jack Keane has a clip that we might get to after the next break. But it is fairly well known that we are supplying them with battlefield intelligence. We're giving them aerial surveillance and that kind of thing that gives them indications of where the Russians are and where they're moving to. So a lot of the reason why the Russians are ticked is pretty obvious. But when we're flying in international waters, over international waters, and they take out one of our $53 million drone systems, that has the possibility of becoming a big, big, hairy deal. All right, so story on Fox News just talks about the fact that the Russian jet, the video is clear. It was not a question of whether we were in the wrong space. It was not a question of whether we were doing something provocative ourselves. This MQ-9 Reaper was just flying along. And the video that was released by European Command on Thursday, today, it is clear that what has happened is that the Russians took down the drone. The question was asked at one of the briefings, was this intentional or was it unintentional? Well, I don't think that a pilot is going to crash his, you know, aircraft into another aircraft. I think it was one of those things where you have a ridiculously, you have a stupid pilot, basically. I mean, you're dumping your fuel in mid-flight and you're trying to impede the other aircraft from flying. It just... And you fly so close that you hit the... Okay, first of all, what kind of an idiot was flying that bird? But I will tell you this. I would also bet he was not acting just of his own accord. I would bet that he had called back and he had authority to do some things he was doing. What are you thinking?
Okay, so he was dumping his fuel.
Yeah.
To impede, right, our drone from flying.
Yeah.
So that basically they were trying to have the fuel hit the drone, which then in return makes the drone go down.
I don't know if they were. I think they were trying to probably, you know, cloud the vision of the cameras that were doing surveillance.
Oh.
I don't know if they were trying to change. There's one article I've got that says they were trying to change the direction of the flight of the drone, like it was flying to something sensitive. And maybe they were trying to impede its capabilities. Hmm. But, you know, just dumping fuel, what does that do? The only thing I can imagine is that it could foul some aspect of the engine, but I don't think so because it can fly in the rain.
Right.
All right. So I'm thinking
maybe the cameras, like you said.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm thinking maybe it would do something to cloud the cameras.
Huh.
Who knows? And then you look at it too and go, all right, I hope you didn't the Russian pilot didn't just put himself at bingo fuel and can't fly home because he dumped most of his fuel on top of the Predator or the
right.
Reaper.
I mean, obviously somebody's flying our drone. With all that happening, and they say that it was not armed. Drone,
right?
But if I was seeing that happening, I'd be like, "Hey, they're trying to do something to me."
Oh, they're definitely, yeah. You know? It was legit.
Like,
and you got to know, there's a pilot somewhere,
exactly,
sitting in an air conditioned cubicle who is flying that thing, right? And which is another story. That's another story. But anyway, who's flying that thing? Who is having to react to what's happening?
Correct. And then my what I was about to ask though is if. Hypothetically, it was armed, and you're the flyer, you're the pilot of this drone. Would you consider that, like they're trying to, they're
an act that you would need to respond to?
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to depend on what their rules of engagement are.
Right. Okay. That would be.
So I don't know for a fact, but I would imagine that these drones still have the capability to tell when they've been locked on by radar and that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if they've got any of that.
Got it.
So this is you're being buzzed. It's a little bit different.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So I don't know. We're going to talk about this in more detail. We'll go to a break right now. We're going to come right back and find out, you know, or just talk through the idea of whether or not an incident like this could create war between the United States and Russia. I got an article here from 1945.com that assesses that very question. So let's go to take a break right now. We'll come right back. We're in number two of the Triple Dipper. I'm calling it Droning On, and we're going to. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. And I got to pause a second and tell you guys about the ELM Foundation. ELM, E-L-M, the ELM Foundation. It stands for Expect Little Miracles. And they're doing amazing work, man. And what I love about this, so the ELM Foundation is based out of Huntsville. Their role in life, their goal in life is to bring people to a place where they are able to get their lives back on track and become more productive and members of society. And they do it not with the government way of throwing money at an issue. They do it by actually giving worth to these people and bringing them to a place where they've got job certifications and opportunities for getting off the streets. And it's amazing what they do. And here's what I love, too. Not only they're a 501c3, but all of their operating costs are already taken care of. They have a benefactor that does that. Anytime they raise a charitable dollar from anyone, it goes right into their programs, period. And that's just very cool. So anyway, check them out. They're doing some amazing work. They're based out of Huntsville. It's called the ELM Foundation, E-L-M. ELM Foundation, their website is elmhsv.org, as in ELM Huntsville, E-L-M-H-S-V.org. Check them out. See what you think. And by the way, if you wind up talking to them or going to one of their meetings or even getting involved, then tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that very much. By the way, Boomer, I found out that my daughter has been going to their meetings.
Really?
Yes, indeedy.
Well, that's awesome.
She has indeed. She's very familiar. She was excited when she heard us advertising them on the air.
Oh,
thought that was pretty cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah. All right. Hey, back to the Dipper, all right? We're on Droning On. So what are we going to do with this whole situation? Are we looking at, can we go to war with Russia over this? So I got an article here from 1945.com. So catch up with me if you didn't hear this earlier part. Russian fighters forced down a $53 million U.S. surveillance drone that was flying in international airspace. Could this be a flashpoint moment? Is it the kind of thing that would ratchet up tensions to the point that someone takes another wrong step and we go to war? 1945.com, if you're not familiar with their website, you can find the story. All of our resources are linked now on our Right Side Radio website. So if you go to rightsideradio.org, there's the place where it says live feed, and you can go to that page. Scroll down, or live stream, I'm sorry. You can scroll down to the bottom, and it says resources. Click on the resources, man. All the Triple Dipper stories, the paper you see me read, all of them are linked on there, so you can go get them yourself. Anyway, this story from 1945.com, and it points out, it says, the incident, in their opinion, as these analysts write, they say, this incident is unlikely to cause an escalation in the Ukraine conflict and pull the U.S. and subsequently NATO in. The U.S. European Command, EUCOM, announced today that the Russian Su-27 Flanker fighter jet had flown aggressively around one of our MQ-9 Reapers. The Russian aircraft went on to harass the U.S. drone, dumped fuel on it, flying extremely close. During one of those risky maneuvers, one of the Russian fighter jets collided with the Reaper. Apparently, the Sukhoi 20, the Su-27 fighter made it back to its base. But Charlene just texted me, boom. She just texted me and said that she has heard a report that says that the pilot was authorized to take aggressive action against the drone. So he was not operating on his own. He had authorization to do it. So that's even worse. Yes. But this particular analyst believes this is not a go-to-war issue. Is it a big deal? Yeah. Does it need to happen and never happen again? Correct. But it says the likelihood of escalation over the incident is extremely small. Indeed, it wouldn't benefit any party to escalate right now. On the Russian side, the last thing the Kremlin wants right now is for NATO to enter the war. An attack on the U.S. military such as this incident would potentially trigger NATO's Article 5 and bring the whole transatlantic alliance into the conflict. So I agree. That would be my used-to-be a colonel assessment, all right, I do not see this one kicking it over the edge at all, but I do believe that we're literally sitting in a powder keg, and we're lighting matches around the edge of it. So we have to be careful. If a stray missile goes into the wrong place, if a U.S. official is there on a visit or a congressional delegation visit, and they get injured or killed,
it's a whole new day. So got to watch it. It's a powder keg. Let's don't mess things up. I will say this. One of the most interesting articles says that Russian officials say they're going to try and recover that MQ-9 drone. See, we don't have one of the things that happened, and I saw General Jack Keane talk about this. I was not aware that Turkey had closed off the Straits of the Bosphorus, which is where we can access the Black Sea. Turkey had said they will not allow warships in right now because they believe it's too dicey. Okay, well, I got news. Turkey, you can't tell us where to go. And General Keane said the same thing. You can't tell us where to go. The Black Sea is considered international waters. It might be somewhat enclosed, but it's a large body of water. It's considered international. Well, guess what? You may not want warships there, but Russia has warships there anyway. And so right now we're impeded from being able to get in there and assess whether or not we can recover this downed drone because we don't have warships and recovery ships in place. Going to have to get there. Can we? I don't know. Do we have the capabilities that are there that we can sort of lease from somebody else? I doubt it. But nonetheless, do we go to war with this? General Mark Milley said Wednesday, according to a piece from Daily Wire, he said yesterday the U.S. does not consider the incident an act of war. He said incidents happen, and clearly we do not seek armed conflict with Russia, and I believe at this point we should investigate this incident and move on. He's not being dismissive. He's making sure he says the right words so that Russia does not hear this and go, what did they say? What will they do? I will point out, too, that Milley, another article I've got, says that Milley and Secretary Lloyd Austin, SecDef, both of them had the opportunity, apparently, to speak to their Russian counterparts, which has not happened in quite a while. So there's that. Droning on. What does it mean? It means a flashpoint, but yet not a flashpoint that should kick into war, I believe. And the Russians say they're going to try and recover the drone. Better not. Leave it there. Leave it alone. If anybody recovers it, it's us. And you knocked it down. We don't need your help dragging it back out. All right, so there's that. All right, we're gonna go to the break right here in just a minute. And then when I come back, I got to tell you, very interesting stuff. Did you know, Boomer, you're an Apple guy, right?
I am.
You are.
Oh, no. What are you going to say?
Did you know that Apple, in their new updates, has installed a software piece that slows the charge of your phone if you're not in an area that has renewable energy?
What?
See? I told you. There you are, just sucking up to Apple like they're the best thing in the world since sliced bread.
I do love Apple.
I'm saying. We're going to square this away. We talk about the Green New Steel, how environmentalists are just doing whatever they feel like, and it's nuts, man. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.